show real soon. Or we'll never reach this high. We climb a little further, 'cause there's nothing we can get around together. Further gets cold, until nothing was all that I saw around.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.
Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 6:35, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio Friday nights. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Off to my right is the master of ceremonies, Big Daddy Decaf.
What's up?
Oh, the camera?
Oh.
What is this? Am I supposed to move it?
No, you're supposed to introduce Murph, you dipshit.
Oh, but no one fucking told me.
Yeah, we did.
When?
Email. Oh, you don't check your email.
I do check it.
No.
When did you send it?
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night.
First fuck up of the show already, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, the lens is this way.
Why are you worried about it? It's on me.
Am I turning, introducing, or am I just introducing?
Talk.
Oh, okay. We got Murphy. That's so fucking fake, but hey, what can you do? It's all blown down.
See, and now we're introducing Murphy, and Murphy says... try now.
Is it on? There you go.
I forgot you're four, not three.
Now I just want to do it like Nathan Explosion does, you know?
Oh, yeah, the voice. I only nailed that voice once.
Once, and that's it.
I was like, never could nail that thing again. All right, so.
And to my right, the mistress of destruction. The complete cunt of the show.
Ah!
And I can say that because I know it doesn't affect her.
That ain't right.
Your cunt of the show doesn't know what a quota is.
That's funny. Quota.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Scrappy.
When you have to hire a person of a different face.
Oh, my God. Friday night.
Yeah, Pizza Hut used to do that all the time.
We're starting the fuck up already. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Everybody should know what that means by now.
Porno.
I do.
Yes. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. And to my right is Murphy.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
Just trying to do anything here, guys. And
Scrappalicious.
Yes, I know our guest just left. But
our guest
right.
had to have just went, what the hell? We're done. That's it. He goes, I'm a publisher. Fuck you guys. I'm out. All right. So here we are, Spank Wagon Radio, Friday nights. Find us online, spankwagon.net. As a matter of fact, you need to go to the website for three or four different things now.
You
absolutely positively have to. Because now, not only can you go to the site and get the wimpy-ass 5-second cam and chat, but, you know, I just realized it's going to cause another conflict altogether. We won't be able to track listener stats off of that. Oh, well, we'll figure this one out later. Murph, why don't you go tell them about the new tool?
Well, let me just
aside from
this
you
over here. Yeah. What we have now is, those of you that can see it, so we have a little cam in studio that's doing live video broadcast. For some reason, it's being a little hinky right now, so I'm going to mess with it a little bit. This live
Are you
video
talking to the camera or your dick?
Yeah, both of it. The video broadcast is going to allow us to...
He said hinky, not stinky.
Broadcast a visual image.
It's a live
wire.
It's a live video. It's a live video connection, which is one of the nice things. So it's not that little crappy refresh. It's a full on live image. It's also has audio pumped directly from the board. Unlike some shows, we know how to work an audio board. We know how to run audio correctly.
We just don't know how to do an intro, a bit, a segue.
We've got the technical aspect down. It's a whole radio thing that we're not quite sure about. Anyway, so we have a live cam, which we can turn around the studio here. And
you know that is like so typical white trash reaction, too. Yeah, to flip off a camera. Camera shows up, you got your beer and your red Solo cup, and you're flipping the camera off.
Fuck you, bro.
Do we need to get a cigarette hanging out of your mouth?
As a fan of the red Silo cup, you need to
Solo.
So you don't even fucking know.
You can't even buy, you don't even go to like the dollar store cups. You just, Silo!
Silo! Anyway, we have live video here in the studio.
Doing shots out Dixie cups and shit.
Exactly. The live feed is on our webpage. It's on our MySpace page. It's on our Spankwagon page. And we've got links to it all over the place. It is there for you to watch and listen to. Please, though, use the chat room. Let us know that you're watching.
We need to hear from you. So, as a matter of fact, let me just go ahead and give the site out again. If you go to spankwagon.net, you click on... Well, first off, you click on Spankwagon TV. That'll bring up the full stream video for tonight. If you go on the Cam and Chat link, that'll bring up the Cam and Chat. So if you want the slow ass shit and you're not really interested in watching the live stream, that's cool. Or you're just doing audio only, that's cool too. You can go to the Cam and Chat and link that up there. Down the road, though, we have plans for Spankwagon TV.
Spankwagon TV, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was weighing in some options, like, you know, maybe calling it Spank TV or Wagon TV or SWTV.
Wagon Vision.
Or Wagon Vision. And then I realized, fuck it, it's Spankwagon TV.
Hey, I like it. It goes well. Did anyone look at the MySpace media site?
No.
You know what? I haven't had a chance to look yet.
Ever.
Did you forget the name of your own site?
I never talk about it, but yeah, it's changed a lot.
Has it? I haven't seen it.
I know.
Is it bootyful?
It's all right, I guess.
Did you put up the pictures from last week?
Yeah, I put up all the pictures.
The pictures from last week?
Yeah, I put them up.
The Canadians,
I don't even got those yet. I've been trying to beat down. I'm going to beat down that white bitch to get it from her. What's going on? Why is it so much? Why is it so weird?
I'm not messing with yours. Weird. I'm messing with mine.
But it, like...
I know. There's a short in this cable.
Okay, I got it back now.
But anyway, so the site is updated.
Cool.
And Spankwagon TV, I'm interested in hearing more about myself.
Yeah, well, you know.
it's got some stuff in the plans.
In other words, Murphy will get to it when he damn well feels like it or has nothing better to do with Halo.
We can have a meeting next Thursday.
Nah.
We were there till like 12.
We're bringing 12:30. Referees to all our meetings.
Dude, we're bringing like outside referees. And
I think that's what time we got home at 12:30.
Yeah, it was kind of brutal last time we had a meeting. There was some door slamming. There were some cups being tossed and some fists being thrown up.
Oh.
You know, every week I wonder, how blonde are her roots? Seriously.
They're brunette, baby.
She's not blonde. She's not like blonde dumb. She's kind of just like
dumb dumb
dumb dumb.
Dumb
you
dumb.
Know, just bottom line, flat out.
Wow.
Original dumb.
Original.
Extra crispy.
no extra preservatives. You know, it just
no high fructose corn
just,
syrup.
Just dumb.
All right, Scrappy. What's 1 + 1?
11.
Dumb. We all know it's something else.
Hey. I got that eyeglasses manager to work.
Hey, it works really well. But
thanks, dude.
It does start giving you bugs when it starts saying, hey, you know, please register me.
So how was your week?
There's ways around that. My week was actually okay. I was sick yesterday. I think Scrap can attest to that. I can't attest to that.
I think he was faking.
I spent the day looking like death warmed over. And
you look like a 14-year-old boy right now. So
yeah, I shaved. I know.
Yeah, the haircut, huh?
I spent the day looking like death warmed over. I went home and went right to sleep. Woke up at 8 o'clock just in time to ask my 8-month pregnant wife to go to the store and buy me some freaking Theraflu. She brought me some Theraflu, went home, went back to sleep, and woke up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Jesus.
So you got a pregnant woman out buying you Theraflu.
Hell yeah, I do.
That's pretty nice.
You are one insensitive asshole.
No, you know what it is? It's because I'll fucking...
I love the little periscope thing.
The problem is it only goes... I can only get about a 60-degree angle for it. I totally unscrew the... You know, I bet you if I just rotate this... Hang on a sec here.
He's going to rotate it, ladies
I get about. I get about... 4 or 5 times a week where I'm out of the house at anywhere between 11:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning because somebody wants, something. So a lot of time I'm out running around. So if I can
need something.
I need something. I need ice cream. I need water. I want something very specific. So a lot of times I'm out
and
running
you're
around.
You're worse than a pregnant woman.
No, it's not me. I'm out. No, I'm out running.
Pickles.
No. And I'm out running feet. Around. I'm out running around for her,
but separately. Okay, I don't want pickles, pig feet. I want
no.
Pig
I'm
feet.
I'm out running around for her.
Oh, okay.
I'm you know freaking. Oh, I'm nauseous. I need some Gas X. I'm out the door.
Wait. Gas X for nausea?
No, she gets gas
pain. This is a guy whose dog has constipation and there's diarrhea all over the house.
Oh God.
Have you
so
not
disgusting.
Realized yet that he does not know the difference?
She tells me she's nauseous and she wants Gas X.
Fuck. Bloop.
Did you really just bloop?
He blooped.
Bloop.
I'm just gonna drink my Iron Man Slurpee now.
So how was your week, Scrappy?
My week was fast.
It was fast.
My week went fast because I started the new job. So
yay, work.
So things were like, woo.
Employment is good.
Work, I'm working now. Remember when I wasn't working? I'm working now.
So what you do?
It.
Do it.
All right, so how was your week, Trisha?
Oh, yeah.
She
doesn't know what she's doing.
Does it
have a name?
I do everything, baby. What do you
want me
to do?
We know that's a lie.
Except oral, anal, coming on the face, on the tits, on the ass. The only place she wants jism is between her toes, and I still don't understand that.
Yeah, the toes thing is kind of
That
weird.
Was a joke.
No, it wasn't. She probably licks it out, too.
Cleveland steamer. Anyhow.
Yeah, so Trench, how was your week?
My week was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I worked.
Yeah. You're already out there, Grace.
Yeah, I slept. So I'm doing what everybody else is doing. And let's see.
He's got something big and he's setting us up for it. Here it comes.
No, he's not.
Did you get laid this week, Trench?
Twice.
Shit.
By your wife? Did you have to pay her?
Dude, once you're married, you never stop paying.
Yeah, you're paying with your soul, basically.
It's not a money thing like with you. It is definitely...
Like with me.
It's something
like,
more.
Because, when you have sex with me, you pop me $20, you know? When you have sex with your wife, it's like a
You ask others for 20? Damn, I get it away. I just had to show her a $5 bill. I didn't even have to pay her the $5 bill. I just showed her the $5 bill.
Dude, with me, all I have to do is promise I'm going to pick up my socks.
Wow! Are they crusty when you're done, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, you got to leave a bus so you don't get them in between your toes. You get your jizz.
Hey, we got guests in the studio tonight, Deacon?
Yes, we do. We have Brandon. He is publishing, or he's doing his online web magazine called V Magazine, but I found out
the V Magazine,
but I found out from him in the studio that he's actually going to change it. And
really?
He has new plans for it.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to expand.
Excellent.
That means going to be more black people on the street hunting you down.
Oh, fuck. But I have soul. I am a white guy with soul.
Yeah, you do got some soul, man.
He's got more soul than you.
Well, I'll go behind this counter. Only thing is because you have soul in your ass and your pussy and your mouth.
I didn't say me.
No, that's all.
I said Trench.
That's where all the soul.
Wow. Kind of got vulgar on that one.
Trench is like the new guy. Wow.
Let me just line up. Let me show you how much soul I have.
Have you ever met a girl?
See, this soul.
Sing it.
Yeah. No.
Come on, sing it.
Maybe at the.
Sing it.
I don't know the words.
You know the chorus.
Of course. Who doesn't know the chorus to this? See, I got soul. Yeah. Look at me.
Now, if you start rapping, that'd be the shit right there.
If I start rapping, I want a contract.
All these little visual jokes that go on in the studio that no one ever gets to see.
They're all online now.
Can I lower this chair?
With Spankwagon TV.
Perfect.
Spankwagon TV. I got to do the promotion for that shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's at spankwagon.net. That's what you got to do. You got to say it's spankwagon.net. Click on the Spankwagon TV link. And during the show, it'll be another way to listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to do the show. Plus, we have extra stuff coming down the pipe. I said pipe.
All right.
Why don't we go ahead and get our guest in?
All right, we'll go do
so
that.
So
let's
you're
cut to a quickie break. Yeah. Bring the guest in. Yeah,
you guys
let's have a quickie trench.
You guys could check out.
You got what I need. See, sung it. All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Worth for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. 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 Has a friend.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We got everything going. I think it's kind of interesting during the break. We're watching people drop out of chat so they can open the chat in a standalone window and then watch the new Spank Wagon TV. So that's pretty nice to see. All right, Decaf, why don't you introduce our guest?
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Green, right?
Oh, no, let's try that.
Put his microphone now.
I'll snap. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, everybody, my name is Brandon Green. There we go. All my friends call me Pro because my stage name is Prolific.
Prolific.
Yeah.
What do you do, Prolific?
We'll just call you Prolific. I guess I'm something like a Renaissance man. I do film, I do music, and I launched an urban culture magazine in January called Vivid and Urban Magazine. I guess when standup101.com launches, I'll be writing for them.
Standup 101?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
It's going to be like a blog site, like a comedy site.
Okay.
And I'll be writing for them too.
So. Oh, so you do comedy and everything then?
Yeah. I'm just a writer, man. I come to everything from writing. I've been writing stories and music since I was younger, so I can write pretty much anything, and I guess my way of talking about the more serious things, you know, politics and all that, I usually put my own type of spin on it. So,
okay.
No.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit more about your site, thevmagazine.net.
Yeah.
And what I, because I once, you know, he finally sent me the link, I was able to go through it and kind of read some stuff and watch some of the videos and things you got up there. But why don't you tell everybody out there listening right now what thevmagazine.net is?
Thevmagazine.net right now is my whole site for my magazine. Typically, since I'm an artist and I was trying to start an urban culture magazine, the easiest thing for me to do initially was to interview artists. So over the last 3 months, I've been getting in contact with different artists. Some of the bigger names I interviewed are Rick Ross, who had the number one hip hop album a couple weeks ago. I interviewed Blood Raw, who's a Young Jeezy's artist on Def Jam, and a couple other people. I've really been able to get kind of connected, getting PR contacts and stuff like that to interview artists. My new site is actually going to launch May 16th. And that'll be vividandurban.com. The magazine started off as The V, but I found out there's another magazine in New York called The V. And although I could keep it as The V, I thought it'd be best to change it. So it'll be vividandurban.net. I mean, vividandurban.com.
Yeah, I think when I did the first search for The V magazine, I think it was like a clothing or a designer site or whatever. Yeah. I was like, man, I didn't know about Brandon. I didn't know Brandon was all about all to that way to the left. I said, he must be a real liberal. But okay. Well, I want to know. I was like, wow.
Nice cross-dressing comment there.
These are so nice.
Yeah, because all I got was V Magazine. I didn't get the V in my text message to go to the site. It was V Magazine. So I went to that. I was like, I thought I was going to see you in like a polyester suit or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
Or some lingerie. It was one or the other. I was like, uh-oh.
I stumbled on it the same way, though. I put it in Google, and then it came back with that, and I was like, nah, man, I got to change it up, man, you know.
This could be detrimental to my image. I should probably do something about this.
Yeah.
What I want to know, what inspired you, you know, going around the neighborhood? Because we're talking the green room, and you said that Las Vegas doesn't have enough, you know, it doesn't have enough culture for the community and everything. So I wonder what was it that finally inspired you to start to do a magazine like that?
Well, I think primarily for me, as an artist from Las Vegas, just the lack of radio support, the lack of available venues for hip hop artists in general, kind of inspired me. And about a year ago, I was kind of like embroiled in this little war, if you can say that, with Hot 97. Me and my partner Blaze, we're kind of dropping songs against Hot 97 and friends, and because they would never play any music from Las Vegas. And when I was a film student at UNLV, when the whole thing happened, when Tragic got into that shootout with the police and he killed Officer Prendez, then they were trying to shut down everything that was hip-hop related. And I did a little documentary on that. And then, so since then, if you're a local artist, you just can't get shows anywhere. I tried to do a show at Jillian's for some of my people who are part of the organization I'm part of, which is the Hip Hop Congress. They are on a tour, and I was trying to bring that tour out here, and the lady from Jillian's is like, she's not interested in touching anything that's hip hop, period. And
she told you that straight up?
Yeah.
Wow,
and she told me that I was real cool, and that, you know, she liked what I was trying to do and all those things like that, but she just wasn't, because apparently somebody stole the TV.
I'm sorry, man. I fucked it up for everybody.
You come to an MC Chris show with me and you leave with a television. That's what happened, isn't it?
You know.
Yeah, I told you.
That's why MC Chris isn't coming back in June.
Oh, he's not coming back?
No. Anyway.
So I mean it's just been that type of vibe, man. It's like if you're from here to make it, you gotta leave. And nobody, I mean, I don't care if it's City Life or Las Vegas Weekly, nobody is covering you know, things that are appealing to the urban lifestyle. And I mean, it's not just music, but it's, you know, education, politics, how that relates to people from the urban community. Nobody's even talking about those things. And so I thought that I'd be the guy who talks about it, you know.
Very cool. All right. So now, you know, let's play kind of a perfect world scenario here. Let's say that you know, Vegas finally opens up and says, hey, okay, we'll accept this culture. What would be the first thing you'd want to do?
if they were accepting.
Yeah, let's
of
say because we all, I mean, I think all of us here are you know, Vegas loyals. We all love Vegas, but we all understand that Vegas doesn't like us some days.
Exactly.
Story of the goddamn world there.
No, no shit. You know, let's say you get that one opportunity. What would you want that first opportunity to be in the Vegas local scene?
I mean,
big ass show at the MGM Grand Garden.
I mean, that would be that. I would want an artist from Vegas to be able to play one of those venues that blackball us, whether it's, you know, MGM or the House of Blues, that unless you're the Chapter Crew, which, you know, that's my people's, but they're a band.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, nobody else really gets to play those venues. So ultimately, I want an all local show at one of the biggest venues in Las Vegas.
Right.
You know, because that's the only way anybody's going to take it seriously. It's like if you play, I mean, I used to do the Cooler Lounge and all that. I mean, I stopped doing shows out here just because it's like, what's the point? I can go outside of here and get more love and do bigger venues than out here. So I haven't even been interested in doing shows in Las Vegas in like the last 2-3 years.
Well, I think I can speak from just experience that, you know, things we've seen, and not just in the hip hop scene, but it's just like things that are interesting or things that are different that are not strip related get completely tanked.
Oh yeah,
you know,
even the small places like Moose's, you know, local small, yeah, you know, places where you get dollar drinks and all that stuff. The strip is, then, you know, they totally take out anything that's artistic or anything that's local out of the community. It's all hotel related.
I think that's kind of the thing, though. Like, I mean, in terms of just culture, you mm-hmm. know, if you go to other cities, you know, New York,
there's a lot of culture,
you know,
and I
Los
always
Angeles,
talk about
like
that.
There's culture, man, and we don't have that, so we don't have the amount of culture that can facilitate the type of movement that would demand that we are able to play at these bigger venues, or demand respect from the radio stations, or demand the other media outlets to make it so that we are something that they talk about.
Right.
They always talk about somebody outside of here, and now everybody loves Neo. But wasn't nobody talking about Neo before he left and came back? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's for anything. That's for rock. That's for rap. This is,
unless,
I mean,
you're
the killers. I don't know if it's any country artists in Las Vegas, but I'm sure they don't have any venues to play at either. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You make a great point. I mean, Crystal Method couldn't get into a club in fucking town when they were, you know, when they were here in Vegas. They left, wind up on a couple of soundtracks out in Hollywood. Now they get anywhere they want to. So it's
all, man, you know, we from the city of everybody is somebody, but everybody's really a nobody. And when you become somebody, everybody wants to kiss your ass.
Okay, that's, wait a minute. I got to get a crayon. I got to get a crayon to draw that one out.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just where we're from. Like, if I blew up tomorrow, I'd be to go into all the clubs. Then I made a song talking about the program director of Hot 97. I'm sure if I blew up tomorrow, that I'd still be to come in Hot 97 to do an interview. And all would be forgiven. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Now, you know, with the what you've been getting, like, with the radio stations and Jillian's and stuff like that, what are some local friendly venues that you like to go to?
Man, honestly, I don't even know anymore, because all the places that we used to have something, they don't exist anymore. They're all gone. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even necessarily know where to start. I mean, and that's just as honest as I could be about it. I don't even know if venues exist. So, I mean, okay. I think that,
well, there's the box office.
Yeah, I mean,
you
yeah,
know,
but yeah,
you want to sweat.
And the box office just started coming back, right? Like, I mean, that was a more. I mean, I know a couple of people have a couple of shows coming up at the box office, but, in my recent memory, I don't remember over the last couple of years there mm-hmm. being a lot of shows at the box office.
No, I mean, box office is very, you know, very recent that it started doing anything. So, and I think a lot of it's just how they run their venue and promote their venue. Yeah. And you know, we've seen it, like, with the – I know Murph and I –
The Huntridge.
The Huntridge. Yeah. You know, we've lost that.
I miss the Huntridge. But nobody we does. Always lose the Huntridge and get the Huntridge back and lose the Huntridge.
Have
and
you
get
driven,
the Huntridge
yeah,
back.
Have you driven by the Huntridge
I
lately?
I think that's
no,
part
think it's
of the
back.
What were you saying?
I think that's part of the history of the Huntridge. The Huntridge always
he always comes back.
Finds a way to reemerge. You know what I'm saying?
As a furniture store,
and they
maybe.
Always come back better than they were before they were a furniture store again.
But then
they come back with new lights and a new stage and new
and,
this
and new couches.
That.
And they always yeah. seem to close faster than it took last time.
And then
though.
They close again, and I'm like, ugh, the Huntridge.
I miss
memories.
The Huntridge.
I do too.
Yeah, hey. I remember when they turned the Huntridge into a. It was like a a teen club.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, 18. Like 18 yeah. The 18. Yeah. The 18 and over club.
It was crazy.
I went
there one time. I was feeling like I was going to catch a case. So I
thought how many chicks got raped in the back of that place, man.
Then I remember I saw ICP twice there, a year apart, but I saw them twice there, and it was the same disgusting place both times.
I mean, I think that's the thing, though. Like, would you really want to go to a clean Huntridge? You
know no.
It wouldn't be the same kind of Huntridge, would it?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of an interesting thing. You know, you see a lot of bands are coming back to town, and they don't want to go to, like, the Huntridge. They don't want to go to places like that. No, they want to go to Pearl. They want to go to the Joint. And it's like, oh, yeah.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, these super clean places where they're charging you $110 for a ticket. It's like, fuck, man, whatever happened to the days of a $15 general admission ticket?
Yeah, see, I mean, I think the artists do the same thing, though. I think the artists change. Like, the artists go out and they get known, and then they forget that the city couldn't give a fuck about them before they left. And now all of a sudden that they care, now all of a sudden they become that person. Now mm-hmm. they have to be the VIP person when they were nobody. You know what I'm saying? I think we're... At some point, we're to blame a little bit, but not all the way.
Uh-oh, we got messages coming from in Lanisa, left and right.
Lanisa is my coworker who helped me book Brandon today. All right. She said that there's a for sale sign outside the Huntridge.
Oh, man.
Oh,
great.
So we're gonna go buy it up?
Buy it up.
You put $10,000 on there, probably buy the whole lot.
but you know, and that, you know, that maybe there needs to be something like that done, a local movement for something like that.
Hey, man, hey. We should make a spank wagon.
Dude, how many, okay. Just
we're not that far from the ghetto as is, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, when I was parking, I was like, man, I've never done a radio show on the project. You know, like, it kind of tripped me out a little bit.
There were three white people when you came in.
Yeah.
He came in completely apprehensive. He's like,
I walked in because I mean, I'm from the West Side, man. So you know, I mean, I was ready for whatever, but I wasn't expecting what I saw when I came in. You know, what I'm saying?
I was the same thing when I first came. I was like, am I gonna get shot? I'm like, where's Decaf taking me, dude? I'm like, holy shit!
The best part is what the outside of this building. It looks like a crack house.
Yeah, exactly.
You come inside and it looks like a crack house inside, except we've got microphones everywhere.
Exactly.
Do you like the carpet? That's the.
Crack house carpet from the Stardust.
Stole it from the Stardust.
Well, I want to know, how are you going to bring in, or what ways are you going to bring in to bring writers in? You know, you was out there in the green room, you was talking about how you got to get photographers and artists and everything. Now, are these mostly like friends you know who want to contribute, or are you trying to find people who are outside of it?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people like what I'm doing and what I represent. Like, I mean, I said, I rap, man, but I'm not just that. And I mean, I can write some pretty compelling things when I feel like it. And I think as I've discussed what I'm trying to do with certain people, like I'm part of the Association of Black Journalists. And through me talking about what I'm attempting to do with my publication, some of those people want to write with me. Three of the people from there who already have magazines, like Desert Diamonds and the Post magazine in North Las Vegas, Joe Cato and Tomorrow Day. We've all come together. Now we're starting an independent publishers organization called PIN, which is going to be the Publishers Incubation Network. And so,
yeah, you got to let me know more about that because I write. And
okay,
I would love.
Yeah, he's
to
a published. Our own Decaf's a published author.
Published
yeah.
author.
That's what's up. I mean, yeah. you're exactly who we want as part of our organization. And so, since they already have publications, and my publication is just launching, and theirs, and my friend Athena has a publication that's launching, we're all going to be brother and sister publications in the respect where. You know, like, I will lend my writing craft to their publications and vice versa.
Okay.
So in that way, we'll all have writing circulating.
Now, let me ask, we are talking about actual print. We're talking about hard copy paper print. Or are we talking specifically or just online?
Well, I mean, the other people in my organization, they have magazines that are actually printed.
Okay.
Right now. Me, ultimately, I want to go print, but... printing is something that is very expensive, which is why we're one of the things that our organization is going to offer is if you're part of our organization, then you get X amount of percent off your printing costs. And that's regardless of whether or not you're printing up a magazine or your flyers and all those promotional things like
that. Nice.
But me, that's the thing. So many people look on the web now for, you know, just to read articles. No one really opens up the newspaper anymore to, you know, read. It's mostly, okay, well, I'm on the go. You know, even Murphy over here, you know, with your iPhone, you just go online and do read what you need to read, and, you know, you're good to go.
I can't lie. I have the paper delivered to my house. The only thing I get it for is the Sunday ads. That's it.
To
me, that makes perfect sense, though. I mean, like, I would want to go print, but I don't know if I'd want to have a monthly. Even right now, I'm thinking when I go print, I'll probably have a quarterly, which will offer you different articles and more in-depth articles and different content than what online is going to offer you.
So you think about doing both?
I'm probably going to go quarterly. Even this year, I'm going to probably print up a quarterly. Initially, I wanted to go print, but for me, I do video and I do music and I cover events and I want those things readily available. Like, I have a lot of people. I have a huge network that I can be generating a lot of content, which is when my new site opens on May 16th. Like, you'll see that we'll have a very diverse group of content, and you can't do that in print because something happens today. You need to talk about that today or whatever. And people, and I mean, the internet is hugely popular. So anything that you want to do, you have to go through the internet because the internet is the only thing that'll be the fuel you going to print if you ultimately want to do that.
Yeah,
and I don't necessarily know if I want to go print. Like, other people are trying to push me to go print, but me, I'm totally focused on building up my online presence.
And maybe you have it online, but maybe you don't put so much. You know, whatever it is, don't overkill it. Just make it kind of a simple, you know, like a pamphlet or something, and promote the website. You know, talk about what articles you're gonna have on the website for the month coming up, so, you know, or whatever. You can put that out, so it doesn't have to be totally, you know, really expensive. But at the same time, you do have print out there, and not have to be a full blown magazine.
Right. I mean, like, for in the next couple months, I mean, if I was gonna go print fully, if I was really gonna engage in going print, I wasn't gonna do that until next year. Mm-hmm. All this year is just gonna be developing the site, and when the new site launches, like I said, I have people who are gonna be covering different beats. We're gonna have I write everything, and I'm really good at writing comedic things, so we're gonna have a lot of skits on there in terms of how we talk about events and stuff, which is gonna be something that's really dynamic. It's not gonna necessarily be a hip-hop site, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to Hip Hop Game or something, that's all they're talking about, and I'm not that they're not deeper than that, but they don't engage the readers deeper than that, and I want to be engaged the readers on a deeper level than just music. Because, I mean, even me doing music is bigger than just music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want my magazine to be something that creates a network where if there's something that's going on in the community, I can bring out artists and activists and educators and all that, and we can get that type of thing going.
I'd like to actually introduce him to Sun Krillin, because I think him and Sun Krillin, they could benefit off of one another. But if you're free, actually, next Friday, there's an open mic poetry, and his mom just opened up a shop at African Village, right down the street.
Very nice.
And, yeah, it's really nice. She just opened it up. They've got a little open mic night with a couple of poets, you know, you should really check it out. Meet Sun Krillin, meet Treble, meet Enigma. They're all really cool guys in the hip hop scene, and they're all about that local scene. They stick to that local scene, and I think that's really admirable because, like you were saying, too many people go outside of that. You know, they're like Vegas, they forget about their roots.
Mm-hmm. You see, I mean, because I'm part of I'm part of Hip Hop Congress, and I'm part of the Hip Hop Association. And if you go on either one of those websites, it's in other places around the country, like, there's so much that's going on. So, I mean, the artists are together with the activists and the educators, and they have you know, hip-hop curriculums that's going on at the community centers and all these different things that I want to bring here that we don't have. And the only way I can do that, I mean, just being a journalist, I've been able to network with people on such a larger scale than I'd be able to do if I was just a rapper. So I'm glad that I'm not just that, because if I was just that, people don't even take you seriously.
Now, has anyone tried to knock your site or try to make it or advise you to do something different than what you want to do? How do you stay focused and not sell out to just being a hip-hop site?
I think it's just me, man. I mean, as far back as I can remember, like when I first started community college, everybody used to say that I was just preaching all the time because I was always trying to tell people about political stuff and things like that, which I may or may not cover in my music.
It's kind
of
sound like
but
me.
That's part of me.
There, I look away from you, except for this dude, he'll debate you all day.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, that's always been me, and it's always been deeper than music for me. And like I said, I mean, I'm a writer, so I write stories. I'm working on a book right now. Like, I just write, and I'm not going to pigeonhole myself into just writing things that are just hip-hop-esque. Like, I can write anything.
Check it out, boy.
Hey, save that for the record contract I'm working with you.
Oh, you working before record? Yeah. Record?
So right. Now,
90% here, buddy.
It sounds like you've got a lot of things that you want to do with the site, so I guess it's pretty safe to say it's more than music. So are you guys going to have a token white guy on staff?
I think we need one.
And
interestingly enough, my friend Camille and my friend Joe, who, like I said, they already have magazines and you know, they've been doing this for a while. And one of the things they told me is because I graduated last year from UNLV, I won an award for film, and like I couldn't get a job editing the news. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is not something that I want to do. But so for the last 9 or 10 months,
you and I'll talk after this.
So like for the last 9 or 10 months, I've been freelancing, doing video work, and one of the things that that they told me, and this is really what they told me. They're like, A, you're too young because I'm only 25, and B, that I need somebody white to go out and be my mouthpiece to bring business. Which you know what I'm saying is realistic. It's kind of messed up, but come on, man. Like, I mean, even though Russell Simmons and Jay-Z have shown that people who look and dress like me can generate a lot of capital, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that's what's happening. It's either that or I need a woman to be my mouthpiece. Which is,
see, the problem is you have to kind of pick and choose who goes that and speaks for you. You know, when we take scrappy places, people focus on
her,
those giant boobs. So what you need to do is it is sad that you need to have a token white guy who can be there to kind of deflect any preconceived notions that someone could have about you. And it may not necessarily be negative, and it may not be racially motivated, but they're going to have a preconceived notion that, okay, as soon as you know, Decaf told me, okay, it's an urban magazine. I'm like, okay, so it's going to be a big conversation about hip-hop that I'm not going to get. But it's not. So what you need is someone who can deflect that and distract from that. Then when they bring you in and say, oh, this is my boss, you're like, oh, crap. So the white guy works for him? He has to know what he's doing.
I think my whole experience so far, I'm still definitely, like, in the early stages of everything that I want to do. And I'm still young, but just in going from just artist to journalist, just the way people come at me has been so drastically different. Like, I just covered the Pay Dues Festival in California, and I was able to interview, you know, like Buckshot and Helter Skelter and all these dudes who I grew up listening to, you know what I'm saying? And like, the PR people were real cool. It's like, oh, you're from the V Magazine, right this way. Now, if I'd have just been a dude with a demo, they'd been like, fuck out of here.
Oh, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, it's totally different.
It's just crazy how I was supposed to go cover the ASCAP event this week, but I didn't go in LA. And the lady
What event is that?
ASCAP was having this expo called I Create. It's an I Create festival for you know, everybody creates musical content. You know, ASCAP is one of the artist rights organizations that help you get your royalties and all that.
Oh, okay.
And although I couldn't make it, she was the lady was like, oh, you know, I really like what you're trying to do, and if you need me to send you any information so you can still write the stories, we definitely want to do that. And doing that and magic, like the whole way that people have been coming at me has been so different.
You said journalist is a whole different story.
What I'm used to, it's really crazy, and I feel like I should have started a publication like way earlier. And not that I'm just doing it as like some bullshit to bring more interest to my music, but this is real. I really have a passion for this, and I think I should have went that way with my passion and came back to music. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's something we. I mean, I hate to bring it back to us, but it's something we discovered that, you know, we've interviewed some really interesting people. Stan Lee, for example, is a great thing. If we were just to walk up to Stan Lee and say, can we have your autograph? We'd be shoved into a, you know,
into a line.
But with his people. But as soon as they realize that they can not only benefit from you, but they can also, you know, help you along the way, they're a little more cool with that. I mean, have you bumped into anyone and tried to interview anyone that just said no?
Yeah, but interestingly enough, this is going to be sounding real bad, but interestingly enough, that particular person and those people have been Vegas artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had no problem being able to talk to Rick Ross. I had no problem being able to interview Problem, who just got signed, whose single was all over the radio here. Like, I had no problem doing that. But as soon as I hit up a local artist, And it's like, you know, hey, dog, can I interview you for my publication? All of a sudden, they're too big for me.
Yeah, they don't feel like you can benefit them enough.
Yeah, which is very interesting because nobody else cares about anything they're doing. You know,
that's
kind of
funny.
Yeah, we know all about that. We've ran into that in several different ways, but
mostly porn stars, actually.
Mostly, but hey, they really got to make their money per scene, right? Yeah. So why don't we go? And we got one more question. We got just enough time.
When you do it, are you gonna try to promote a lot of? Local people, or are you going to try to go outside? Are you going to try to go everywhere out?
I mean, as a local artist, I mean, I definitely want to be able to promote the local scene, but I'm not going to keep myself to that. When I first started the publication, it's going to be all about Vegas and all about the Vegas artists. But the problem with Vegas artists is that they're too arrogant. They already think that they've made it. So I'm not going to put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? And as I said, through the organizations I'm part of, I have a huge network outside of here. So I would much rather, you know, talk to artists outside of Las Vegas and bring that type of network where people in Las Vegas can get their stuff out of Las Vegas than just concentrate on Las Vegas. Like, I think bigger than Las Vegas, and I'm not going to pigeonhole myself to just Las Vegas.
You know, and that's one thing that I will completely agree with you on is that we're in Vegas, we're in a top 20 in all this market, and no.
Actually, we're number 41.
Yeah, 41, exactly. But the thing with Vegas is outside of 3.5 miles
of the strip,
there's nothing. And it's nice to hear.
People,
you know,
don't see that, though.
Yeah, I know. And it's nice to hear that, you know, you want to get that out there. You want to show that side. You want to talk about those people and these people and that people. So definitely cool.
And now, in Texas, they think we live in hotels.
You know, and we're all Dantana. Exactly. Like the old Vegas show. All right. So what we're going to do, wrap this up. But what I'd like you to do real quick, give us out your websites again.
Okay, you can find my site at www.thevmagazine.net, and May 16th, you can find it at vividinurban.com, and that's vividinurban.com, vividinurban, not I-N, just the letter N.
We'll put links up on the site, that way they're there so we can get you promoted.
And I'll make sure to spell them so he doesn't screw them up. All right, so Pro, thank you very much, and just want to let you know, anytime you have anything you want to talk about,
come on back.
The door's always open. You can
thank
walk
you
right
much,
on
man.
In. And I guarantee it won't be spooky the next time
you
walk in. It's
all
white,
guys. Guarantee it won't be 3 weeks. Because first he canceled, and then I canceled on him because we had too many guests, so this is the third week.
Yeah.
We're sorry about that.
And somebody didn't want me to come this week either. I was at the movies with my girl, and her car wouldn't start when I left.
Oh, that's not right.
But I got here, though. So it's all good.
All righty, man.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We'll be back in just a moment.
One thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about, maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on. Thing you have to remember tonight when you go back up to the woods to go to sleep, or if you stay here, is that the man next to you is your brother, and you damn well better treat each other that way, because if you don't, then we blow the whole thing, but we've got it right there.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Are you on 5?
I moved over to 5.
Oh, you put the wrong mic away. Okay.
What an asshole.
Who's an asshole?
Murphy.
He's not an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
He's just severely misunderstood.
He's got a big
in a
asshole.
Homicidal way.
I told you what someone called me the other day, right?
No.
A verbal rapist.
Really?
Yeah, after listening to the show.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, holy shit.
Will they listen again?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm a verbal rapist. So we had an interesting discussion in the break here. What it would take to get Scrappy to take her top off and show us her tits.
Now, let's just say this right now.
They really want to see my tits.
We do because they're so huge. I mean, we go to titty bars frequently. And yes, I'll
say. You go to titty bars?
I've gone several times.
Last time you didn't show up.
Last time I didn't feel like going. That's the difference.
He didn't feel like going.
There's the truth.
And then the time before.
I was done. I was like, I'm done for the night.
And then the time before, you talked about religion.
No, actually, 2 times ago. But last time, it was just boring. And that was one that Merv almost got everyone else kicked out, I guess. So, anyhow.
Yeah,
one thing about the don't touch the camera, please. One thing about the titty bars and stuff like that, though, is every girl there is anorexic.
Oh yeah, with their tiny little
ribs showing. No chicks have meat. There's like a little darlings. Like there's that one chick that has meat, like has a decent build to her. Yeah.
Well,
everyone else,
go to the library. You wish she was at the.
Wish I was at little darlings. Fair enough.
I have a friend who works at the library.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
Who's that?
So, Jess.
What's her name? What's her stage name?
Scrap here.
I'll go back.
I don't know her stage name.
So, what's her name? What does she look like?
Melissa.
She looks like Melissa.
Ooh, she's
no,
a big girl,
he
huh?
said he, the first question
is she
was
big girl?
Her name.
How old is she?
32?
Yeah, it's time to put away your stripper heels.
32, I think.
32?
Yeah.
Jumping Melissa, the shark on that one.
What's the schedule? I know you want to get back on what you were talking about.
I know you want to get back on what it is, but... Hold on. I got a question now.
I don't know her schedule.
Okay.
Okay.
Side conversation is going to go bye-bye second now. All right. Question. Just a real honest question then. How old is too old for a stripper?
29.
29, Murph
no,
says. Decap.
Say,
how old?
No, that's bullshit because you and I both know somebody who's really
Scrappy. Decap. How old's too old for a stripper?
55.
What?
55.
50, you think 55 is too old for a stripper?
I've seen older women at 30s or 40s that look really good. Okay.
Thank you.
That's right. Better than some of the 20-year-olds.
And you know who I'm talking about, Murph, who could be a stripper and who is not, who is older than.
Ooh,
so you need to change your age.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, now hold on a sec.
Two.
That's a rarity, though. That is a rarity.
But so 29 is not too old to be a stripper. I mean, 29 is
okay.
not
the Okay, for
the
age, standard, the 29 is the cutoff age. But there are exceptions to the rule.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of
All
exceptions.
Right.
I've seen a lot of.
Well, there's a lot of exceptions out there, but then there's also the thing
there's
on Fremont Street.
Oh!
Boy, that's probably only 16.
So back to the topic at hand here. What it would take for Scrappy to show us her tits. Now, what she is saying.
Sorry, you're on. Can we get
to show us her tits.
A whole miracle.
Yeah. Now, we are talking about not just a flash. We're talking about the top comes off and we get a good view.
5 minutes.
All eyes, no hands, of course.
5 minutes?
How about this? We'll even
she's only really going to last two.
Yeah.
So I would say
here,
five.
But what we'll do is if it were to happen tonight, we'd bring Murphy on this side of the board.
I'll go on that side so I don't get all handsy. And then.
Yes, he would. He's honest. He would get handsy.
For the rest of the show, all three of us will sit naked.
For the rest of the show.
Cameras on and everything.
I don't know. I had to think about it.
This is a one-time deal.
Looking at the clock right now, it's 8 o'clock now in Vegas.
See, the thing is, you say it's a one-time deal, but I know if this opportunity came up for you guys to see me topless, you would
fucking conceited. Your chest is good. It's not
Did
that
you see the look on his face when he, I mean, this, well, is, this all started with Trench talking about wanting to see. This is all he talks about.
Look. I'm going to say this right now. I will not offer this up for me personally again. This is a one-time deal.
Uh-oh.
God, I got to sit between you two naked. Man. Now I'll come back over here and sit naked. I'm not sitting over there with you grabby hand horny dogs.
We're getting told not on the TV, please.
No, the cam will not show. Unfortunately, there is the no cock rule. And
no cock rule.
We can't show nudity on the camera. We will lose our terms and we will lose our camera.
Yeah, and I'm not letting you video record
no,
me.
No, I will.
Because the camera will be I know facing that my breasts will end up at work with the editing work. So.
And his face over them.
So, what do you say? Full on, topless for 5 minutes, and in exchange, the rest of us will sit naked for the rest of the show.
Decaf already said 2 minutes.
No, it's five minutes. We know you're going to bail out on two.
But if I bail out, you're not going to sit naked.
Nope.
Nope.
Then we're going to cut our
time
down.
I don't trust you guys. Nah. No deal.
What do you mean you don't trust us?
No deal.
What are we going to do? Jump over there and rape you?
Keep your shirts on. Come on. Go. Put your clothes on. That's
no. See, I got to miss because I just lost a ton of fucking weight.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
I look horrible.
All right. So just to show everyone here what just happened.
This is so horrible.
I'd like to point out that Decaf's the only one in here with
I'm
chest
blind.
Hair.
I got hairy nipples.
I'm blind.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about
all right?
As you were saying that we wouldn't do
trust.
It.
Where's this trust problem you're having?
You are a spank wagon. Do you know what? Do you know what studio you walked in? Do you know I was stripped naked?
She
is
video test
for 5 fucking minutes.
I guess the question would be: do I really want to see either one of you guys naked?
Now Cindy's in the room and Cindy's cheering her on. Big
I
shocker
know.
There. I know.
I know. Hi, Cindy.
So
I will make one request though. When we're naked, absolutely no rule number one. No rule number one.
No jumping
all.
Up and down. No jumping jacks in the studio.
No.
Oh, my God. I don't know, guys.
Balls on the mic.
You know what? It's 8:04.
I'm like 50% at it right now.
We'll give you till 8:10 to make your decision.
Right,
so you've got
so
5 minutes, basically.
Five or six minutes.
Can you guys put your shirts back on in that 5 to 6?
No, this is part of the deal.
I'm
but the
now.
Deal hasn't been like.
Hey, give me some Irish Spring.
Hey, James L.
Smell musky in here.
Decaf, you got a permit for those? Those guns, baby. Show me.
Blam.
Oh my God!
Holy cow! He's the only one with any sort of muscle definition. You see this too? Look at that! Holy shit! Dude, you look like Kimbo Slice. Seriously, get this man a giant goatee and he is Kimbo Slice.
Shit, like I ate too many slices of meat. That's what I look like.
Trench?
I would totally.
What do you got?
I got
you going to show us something?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing but skinny
arms. I've
got
guns, huh, James L?
Well, you don't got shit because I can't see shit.
My arms are so...
I don't see anything. You're not naked,
dude. Let's see
dude.
What I got over here.
Honey, you're not naked. I can't see nothing.
You got acne. I got acne.
Yeah.
Well, you got pointy nipples. I like them.
Yeah, my nipples are always hard too. I don't know why they are always hard.
Because you're always fucking horny.
That could be it.
It is cold.
Hey, wait a minute. I wish I could zoom on this. Trench's nipples are hard.
You know, Cash. That does sound like
Kimbo's nipples
idea.
Are hard.
You know, this is too much.
Cash. We're not offering you money.
I know.
Okay, there is no cash involved here because that'd be prostitution. And
I would take my top off if you got that Superman tattoo that I can see so clearly now, covered up with Batman.
No, actually, what I want to do this is I want to do the...
Oh, I would take my top off for the entire show if you covered that shit up with Batman.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the actual death of Superman, the bleeding one. I'm going to have it covered up with the bleeding one. There's no way to cover this with the Batman logo, but I do want to get the bleeding one. Then I'm going to get the Joker, Doomsday, Darkseid, and I don't know. I want to do this whole arm in villains, personally. That's what I want to do.
Can we get Harley Quinn on there?
Harley Quinn is, he's all right.
Guy. Harley's okay, but I kind of wanted to go with guys. If I did that, I'd have to do Poison Ivy.
See, she's got a good point. Who cares if I don't really want to see you guys naked.
Look at that. Your mother's trying to pimp you out. What a shocker.
You know, this is interesting,
deal or
though.
No
because,
deal.
Because, hold
Cash
on.
Or naked, three naked old guys?
Old.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Old?
Sorry.
Wait, that old.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
God
only
damn it.
I've
got those spider veins, do I?
Got can I see
mark.
How many are showing?
I got stretch marks, though. I had two babies my time.
A lot.
God. You know, I don't know if I can see how many people are viewing the cam right now. I don't know if I can or not.
Well, we can't give viewer statistics.
I feel so sorry for anybody who's viewing our live cam right now.
Hey, all of a sudden, Cindy's cheering that she wants to see me naked. That's almost a little unsettling. But let me tell you a little story while we're waiting for time to expire here.
Yeah.
So this week I was over at Cindy's house doing some work, getting the computers up and running. And when I walk into the office upstairs, there is a box of dildos there. And when I say a box of dildos, I am not kidding around. There is
How come I didn't know about this?
It's like a fucking crate.
It's this giant box of dildos, and I'm looking through it. And it is a shopping list of dildos, and there's different ones in there. There's a double-ended one with one head bigger than the other.
Jesus.
There is a big-ass, realistic flesh, 6-inch long one with a suction cup so you could stick it on a wall.
You can fuck your fridge.
You can fuck your fridge. There's a bunch of little ones there, and oh my God, there were so many butt plugs in that thing, it wasn't even funny. And I'm looking at Cindy, and I'm like, why is this here? And she, it turns out, this is the really funny part, dildos are illegal in Thailand. So she's bringing them to Thailand for a friend of hers for personal use. So she's going to have to go through customs with about 15 to 20 dildos in her suitcase.
Lovely.
And funnily enough, this is not the first time I've had a dildo event. I had to go shopping with her one night for dildos.
Oh, Jesus.
She needed them for something, and I had to go with her to purchase one. And so, she's asking my opinion, and I'm like, I don't know. I've never fucked one this big. Why am I? I mean, I've never fucked one at all. Oh, she's going to choke the shit out of me.
I'm getting threatened in the chat room now. Thanks, guys.
I mean, well, because what we're doing is...
Keep your pants on and put some money down on the table.
No, ain't no,
no
fucking
there's
money.
No money involved
here. Come on, we don't even get paid to do the fucking show. How are we going to put money down?
Hold on. What we're doing here is proving a very valid point. You said you couldn't trust us, and we're
already
exceeding our
there.
End. We're exceeding our end.
I didn't ask you to take your shirts off.
Hey, we said we're going to get naked. You said no. You try to call us bullshit, we call you bullshit because you bullshit.
No. Now you've got.
That's a good point. That's why dildos aren't allowed, because they make the men's, you know.
Mm. Anybody that's intimidated by a dildo is just an asshole, because it's a tool.
It should be used as a tool.
As a matter of fact, yes. It should be used as a tool. It should be used in conjunction.
This is what you do. You just come
get that shit off me for now, man. Look at the black guy.
you do this shit like a fucking kit. You come over to the girl's house. You want to go fuck her? She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm not in the mood. Oh, don't worry. I got my. I got Mr. Dildo. See, he can come in and fuck you for you, and you never have to actually fuck me.
Some
but
girls
like,
are creeped out by the dildo. They're like, why did you bring a dildo over?
And how did you smuggle it in?
You wouldn't be intimidated by a dildo?
Mm-mm. Like if I had a boyfriend and he brought me a dildo?
Now what if we brought a dildo into the studio and had you review it for us?
How about you go down on the dildo on camera?
Whoa!
Go down on a dildo.
The shaft.
Does it have balls?
Show me what example I'm trying to give.
Oh, yeah, let's get the visual here.
This is the example, honey.
Get it on.
Honey,
you want me to suck a dildo?
No, yes, you take it out, you bounce around the place, right? It bounces around, you put it, your tongue on it, and yes.
Don't forget the
balls.
I
really hope everyone's
don't
watching
the
live
balls.
Cam
and
right
you,
now.
Then you lick the tip of it. Then you shove it down your fucking throat and
just
choke
the dildo.
It.
Yes.
Just put a dildo in my mouth.
I mean, you got to do it slow.
And that would turn you on.
Ladies and gentlemen, a time has expired.
All right.
No deal.
No deal?
No deal.
Wow. Bit Killer has returned.
Wait.
Nah, don't do it. You're not allowed to turn off the mics.
Man, that's too bad. I mean, that's really so sad.
Okay, Cindy, I'm sorry. I would not put your used dildo in my mouth.
Your insecurity is amazing. Why are you so insecure?
I don't know. After my breast reduction, I'll do it.
Breast reduction.
After your breast reduction, we're not going to want to see him.
That's why I told her. I said you're a 10 now, but once you get your breast reduction, you'll be like
a
4 or 5.
From a stripper who had a reduction, man, the scars just weren't doing it.
But
not
they don't
at all.
Scar that bad anymore nowadays.
Like I said, the scars were not doing it. I mean, no offense. I mean, you do have to do it for a health and wellness reason. That's fine, but yeah, not for me. Thank you.
I just, I got to say, Bit Killer has returned. It's awesome. We can take anything, no matter how funny it is, no matter how great it would be, drop it in Scrappy's lap, and she's like Bit Assassin. She just swoops down on a rope comes up behind the bit, slits its throat, and whooshes off into the distance.
So what you're telling me, basically, is we have a verbal rapist and a bit assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are you?
I'm the one that'll do fucking anything on the goddamn show.
Mm-hmm.
You ask me to do it, I'll fucking do it. You want me to drop child, drop fuck child.
And I'm obviously just a button monkey. So
that's you, dude. speaker. I can't believe you totally killed that. That could have been fantastic. The three of us could have been sitting here naked for
the entire show.
Hold
on. Awkward, guilty silence moment.
Bit killer. Bit killer.
Comedy killer.
Comedy assassin.
Comedy cancer.
Boo.
Comedy
his,
AIDS.
His bullshit artist. She fucking lies and lies and lies. Chicken shit.
I never said I would do it.
Actually, you said you would show your tits if Mark were to sing. Mark has sung numerous times now.
No, he hasn't. He's still
only
sung once.
Twice, didn't
he?
He
sang tonight.
He didn't sing tonight.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, no, he didn't. Did you sing tonight?
Yes.
When'd you sing?
When the Abyss Marquee song, Oh, Baby, You.
I did not hear you sing.
You got what I need.
I'm going to need the podcast.
You say he's just a... Friend. What do you call that?
I don't call it singing, but...
Well, I call it singing. I just call,
I call it slow death, but... You know?
It's, you know, you just... You're not living up to your end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's interesting. All right. So why don't we go ahead cut to a nice little reset break.
Chicken
not a
shit
big,
show killer.
Not a huge break.
We'll just do a reset.
Just a really, really quick reset. We'll finish the song we started with.
You know what Scrappy does, but I have more fun just walking up and down Big Lots and shit. You know, I walk down the aisles of Big Lots to get more excitement than Scrappy do it a bit.
See, that's I don't know. What is more exciting than a bit with Scrappy?
What's more exciting than a bit with Scrappy? Prostate exam.
Insurance seminar.
Oh, I can't even beat. Well, no, actually, I can. Timeshare proposal.
Oh!
Okay, I got it. Going through an audio board hookup instruction manual.
Line in a welfare office.
What is more...
Ooh. College film proposal.
Oh, no. The DMV on Flamingo.
Oh.
The DMV on Flamingo. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
It's really bad.
Mary Higgins Clark live book reading.
Oh!
I like Mary Higgins Clark.
Helen Keller cookbook taste test. That's bad. That's really bad.
24 hours of Friends.
Oh.
1 hour of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh. Oh. 3.5 hour block of Cops.
Hey, wait a minute. I like Cops.
Oh.
5 minutes of Real Kid Radio.
Oh.
I can't control my brain.
Oh.
Just put me in a chair and get me to the show.
Hurry.
Before I go. I can't control my finger. I can't control my toe.
Oh.
20
hours.
Two.
Go.
I
wanna be sedated.
Nothing
two,
to do.
No
where
to go.
I
wanna be sedated. Just
put me
in
a wheelchair
and get me
to
the show.
Hurry.
Before
I go. I can't control my
finger.
I can't control my
toe.
I wanna be sedated.
That
I wanna be sedated.
I
wanna be sedated.
I
wanna be sedated.
Yeah, Joey Ramone,
we
miss you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This happens to be...
You tell me to move it to four and you don't even turn it on.
I did, and that's my fault. I hit the button, but I forgot to slide it.
I'll just repeat what he said.
Spankwagon Radio!
Thank you. All right, we're back. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. Yeah. Canadian bitches. I love them.
A.
We haven't talked about it tonight, but we can't talk about it because we got stories.
Well, okay. No. I want to hear that. Talk about it.
Decaf met some Canadian chicks, A.
A.
Some drunk and obnoxious Canadian chicks.
Who haven't seen
they
them.
Were on my shit and your shit, but they, this, oh.
Wait. Where were you? Give us a whole story here,
okay.
People.
All right. First, we start off going the first Friday, right?
All
right. So then I ran into fucking Josh was there and shit and some other coworkers. So we went down. So we hung out with them and then Scrappy's friends. We had son Krillin was there. Enigma. And
Howard, Trouble. Trouble. Freakazoid H. He's a
Freakazoid
regular.
H. Freakazoid H.
And so, you know, so we all hang out, and you know, we go to Sun Krillin's mom's store, and we hang out there, whatever. Then we head over and went downtown. And downtown, of course, Friday night is always interesting. and my friend Liz, who was there, she's a photographer, so she just kept taking pictures, but. There was, when we were walking downtown, she was filming a prostitute. This prostitute would talk to, how many different dudes did she approach to try to get fucked?
Okay, look, the first time we saw her, she was with a group of five dudes.
Yeah.
And we were talking crap about her because the way she was running around drunk, mad drunk, in a mini ass skirt with her booty hanging out, like, just, it was disgusting. So, then we saw her with this white haired, you know, older guy. And she was like hanging on him, whatever.
No, this is the Canadian chick.
No. This is some prostitute. We gotta get to the Canadian chicks.
The skinny twig ass disgusting.
She wasn't that disgusting.
I thought she was disgusting personally.
She had some nice legs though, little mini skirt.
She had some nice legs.
She was hoish. I mean,
you don't know what's crawling up and down those legs.
That's
okay. Next, 5 minutes later, we see her with three different dudes, not anyone with those five guys. Then we see her again with that white headed dude. The white-haired old dude.
The white dudes are pimp.
That's what I said.
That's what we said. So we came to that conclusion. So we made a little game out of it. And we started following her around and snapping pictures of her with each different group of guys that she was with that
really?
Night.
Really?
Yeah.
And we were having the pictures
it
like
was
we were taking the
ridiculous.
Picture. Like we get in front of her while she's with the dude and they look over the shoulder.
Oh.
And take a picture of her.
She was
take a picture of us.
Just it was. I don't know if she was drunk. Or
oh,
if
no,
she
was
playing.
Drunk.
No, but
no,
if she was
she wasn't
playing drunk.
You can't walk that fucked up purposely.
Yeah, you can in those heels. Trust me. Yeah, you can.
I'm sure she's used to walking in heels, baby.
She was wearing some stiletto ass, walking around like she didn't know where she was. I think she was playing because she kept going back to that one guy.
So you think she was just trying to find someone to get some money?
I think she was playing drunk because the guy's, this bitch is drunk,
easy.
You know.
Easy.
Let me get some of this. Let me get some of that. I think that was her tactic, her technique.
A technique. Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we had some terrible McDonald's.
Hooker marketing scams.
That's a terrible McDonald's. We went and ran into some Canadian girls, eh?
Eh.
Three drunk bitches. And they weren't all that bad, but... They were all draped over me. You know, they all love me. They all love the
because
well, they've
black
never
guy.
Seen a black man before.
She was like, oh, my God. And then she, you know, I was like, is there any black people? But I guess you said there are black people in Toronto or whatever.
In Toronto.
I guess at the basketball team.
That's the closest equator they get.
The baseball team.
Oh, the Raptors, yeah.
Isaiah Thomas.
So.
No, that's the Knicks. No.
Isaiah Thomas was the, he was the GM of the Raptors for a while, wasn't he?
The Raptors? No.
Oh.
Who was? There was a. They made a big deal of it.
Toby. All right. So moving on.
Ouch.
But yeah. So they came up and they were drunk as shit, talking to a bunch of different dudes, and we just had a good time, man. It was fun times, man. I don't know where y'all were. I don't know, but I had a good time.
It was. We've got some good pictures and.
It was good stuff.
It was some fun.
But anyway, so how was your last week, Friday?
Yeah. What'd you do after the show, Friday, Trench? Did you get laid?
No. I went home. I had a salad, and I went to fucking bed. Assholes. You motherfuckers. All right, so you know what? We got more
no
fun
No one wants
stuff.
To know what I did?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I sat at work, so.
Hey, yeah, what did Big Titty C do?
Last week.
There she is. Hi, C.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Okay, now, apparently there's a dildo story you want to tell.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, yes.
Hey, Cindy.
Illegal out there.
Hey,
so
Cindy.
So when I go to Thailand, I have to bring, like, quite a few of them. Well, Christopher, you've seen how many were in the box, so to speak. There's still more boxes to come. But then I got to take them out of the packages and put them in baggies and then separate them in all my suitcases. So if I get stopped in customs, I just tell them they're for personal use while I'm in Thailand. But they're actually for friends out there.
For friends, okay, uh-huh, so, sure.
Huh?
Uh-huh, sure, friends, uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, wait.
Wait, when are you going back out, and are you shipping your luggage as well before you go back out?
No, I'm going back in May.
So did you personally test out the one you can stick to the fridge and so you can fuck your fridge?
No, Christopher and I found the one, and they're like, ooh, and then he...
Wait.
Okay, now wait. I did grab it, hold it in my crotch, and offer to massage your shoulders with it on, but...
But then you tried sticking it through a wall, and you took the back of my head.
Yeah.
What the?
Nice. Oh, my
okay,
God.
So, wait, I got to tell you about Fireman Dave, okay?
Fireman Dave.
Dave is a fireman here in Las Vegas. So anyway, Dave's going to go see Lane in Thailand, blah, blah, blah. He says, okay, well, you got to take all these dildos with you, right? So I pick up a whole suitcase. I mean, we're talking, you're allowed 70 pounds. So I've got 70 pounds of stuff going to Lane. All kinds of toys, dildos, butterflies.
Some panties.
Outfits, you name it, it's in there, okay? So then,
I love these care packages. Hold, Cindy, hang on.
Okay.
I love these care packages she would send Lane. They were absolutely hilarious. They would be, you'd find like 99% would be off-the-wall sex shit, and then that 1% is something that Lane is desperately looking for. Like, didn't you send him mustard one time that he couldn't get?
And those green things, them green Mexican things, or I got to send him memory foam for a king-size bed.
Yeah. Yeah, a memory foam pad for the top of the game. Yeah, it's always 99% off-the-wall sex shit, 1% random things that he just can't get
like
there.
Like, legitimate things, but now they're in. Now that's that 1% in with the 99.
Yeah.
No one's going
to
look
like
at it.
This trip, I'm requested to bring in, Starbucks coffee I got to bring in. I got to bring in Listerman mouthwash, peroxide, all the toys and lubricants and all the rest of it.
Pre-sex and after-sex. Got it.
By the way, got to give props.
Anyway,
Cindy, hold on. We got people from Thailand listening, and we've been specifically requested to say hello to them. So I think this may be a first for Spankwagon Radio. Hello, Thailand.
Hello, Thailand.
Hello, Thailand.
What's up, Thailand?
He's out there. He's in green.
Outstanding. All right, so tell us about Fireman Dave.
Okay, so Fireman Dave's at the airport, you know, and he's got two giant suitcases. Of course, one is just packed with all the dildos in there. Okay, so now he's at baggage, okay, and there's this hot chick working there, right? So Fireman Dave's, like, hitting all on her and stuff like that. He's just getting ready to get the phone number and everything. Oops, the suitcase zipper broke.
Okay. Are you serious? That's serious.
He just looked at him, and he's got all these dildos and all this stuff, and oh my God, he's bald, and he was like so. He called me up from the airport because he had to buy another suitcase. He was like so freaking pissed off. It was hysterical.
Did he know what was in the suitcase?
Well, I told him they were all presents for Lane. I wasn't exactly specific as to everything that was in there, and he didn't look. You know, he just came to pick up the bag and went to the airport.
Oh my God.
So I guess he lied when they asked, has anyone packed your bag for you? Were you around your bag the whole time?
did they like pull them all out of the bag and start looking at them, making sure see if there was a bomb or anything?
He had to go get another suitcase at the gift shop, and then he had to get all the things out of there and then repack them, and everybody's looking at them, and he's got, I mean, you name it, because he wouldn't, Christopher, you've seen the box and stuff, there,
oh,
right?
God.
It's just a variety of everything.
You can't play a comedy that good. It's worth the suitcase fucking breaking.
That is fantastic. Because you don't know what's boom. What the fuck?
Okay,
why is my luggage packed with dick?
I'm sorry?
Say that again?
Is Scrappy going to show us their tits?
No.
Us?
Oh, come on.
You're
Dad.
Not here.
I'm online.
We can't show
you.
Boobs.
You have a black shirt on.
We can't show boobs on the webcam.
Or penis.
Since when?
Because
the new cam,
we can't
you
show it on there.
You did with me.
But that was not the new cam system. That was the still cam, which we can show cock and balls and tits and vagina on, but on the new live cam we can't, because Justin TV specifically says no nudity, no pornography. So.
Oh my God, Christopher, what are you going to do with your edible nipple candy now?
I know.
Okay, wait a minute. So the kids get in the car the other day, right? I totally forgot I'd throw them in the back seat. Roger's like, ooh, candy. And he's chewing on the end of it. I'm like, no. Slow motion. I'm diving into the back seat trying to get it away from him. Please don't tell your mom about this one, please.
Daddy had these candy things, and they were.
Fina looked at it like she knew what it was.
Did you see my Space page where I put the picture of me with Christopher's nipples? Well, I got a message from Jackie because we had this big discussion. Christopher was not allowed to post my spank wagon boobies online. Okay, unless Jackie was posting hers too, which Jackie wasn't going to go along with it. So I went ahead and posted Christopher's on mine.
Well, I think we're going to post yours now. I think we're going to post them on spankwagon.net again. To.
All right.
Cindy?
What?
Love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you. Okay, Jess, I'm waiting.
Keep waiting. Lord knows we will.
Just do the fist down the cleavage, okay?
She has got fantastic cleavage.
Say it again.
I weigh as much as your chest, Jess.
Thanks.
Jesus. No, I take it as a compliment. You wear them so well.
Oh, thank you.
The cleavage is always perfectly shaped, too.
It's explain right. It always is. That's what I'm saying. You can just put your fist down there, and it's just
fist.
It's so pretty.
All right. Thank you, Big TDC.
She was
okay, you guys. Have a great evening.
Bye.
At lunch today.
Scrappy
dropped a piece of lettuce
down
her shirt. She's
and in the middle of the mall,
down.
I go like this. I'm like, well, just get it out. And this is Murph's expression on his face, like, does that happen often?
She said, not really with lettuce. And I'm like, what does it happen often with?
Cucumbers?
Holy cow.
You got a streak of mayo go down his
Yeah, mayonnaise.
Little lotion there. Damn. Okay, so we've got something to talk about here.
Yes.
Are we going to actually go to news?
Yes, we're going to do this, and then we're going to talk about the news that you wanted to talk about.
So I'm very excited about this. Merv presented me with this. It's The Dark Knight is coming out.
Yeah.
July 18th.
Okay.
Is the release date. I don't
Duh.
Know. Due to change Who or something.
Everyone knows that.
Well, they do now because
I didn't know
said it.
I didn't know.
I
didn't know it either.
They have a scene in it where the Joker, who, if you don't know by now, Heath Ledger plays a Joker.
He did.
He fakes that.
He's dead.
Shut up. He fakes that he's dead and hides in a body bag.
Before the massage or after the massage?
Heath Ledger. So it's a really controversial scene, and I guess there was rumor going around because he's dead now, and this is the movie that he's going.
What?
That's what I'm saying too. So because he hides in a body bag and
For sake of radio, I'm not saying anything. What I'm doing is I'm just kind of like I got this look at my face like you got to be fucking kidding me. Everyone dies. Okay, I hate to break this to Hollywood and to all the chicken shits out there. Everyone is going to die.
To quote Tyler Durden, on a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone drops to zero.
Well, so anyway, I guess there was rumor going around that they were cutting the scene because the test premiere or whatever of
that the test screenings.
Test screening is coming back really poorly because of that scene. I guess people don't like that. And so rumor was going around that they were going to cut it. But after Murph presented me with this, I, of course, had to do some more research where I found that, no, they're not going to cut the scene. But there's actually another part that they're thinking about cutting where the Joker gets up in Christian Bale's face and quotes from Brokeback Mountain. I know, Trench, you've seen it, but I don't know about the other guys.
I have not seen Brokeback Mountain.
He gets up and in quotes. Wow, that's kind of funny.
He quotes a line from Brokeback Mountain. It's actually
a
line.
You.
No, not that line. Mm-hmm. It's also a line from Jerry Maguire. Maguire. You Complete Me. And he says it in a stalkery, unnerving way. But
that's absolutely appropriate.
That's totally appropriate
Don't
because
you
that's
think so?
What the Joker and the Batman are. They're they are more Two-Faced than Two-Face.
Yeah, so I just think that's I'm so excited for this movie.
You know that?
And I hope they don't cut that part because maybe. I don't care, dude. He was if he didn't die, you know, he would have died and he's going to die and we're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
It. But
you know it's kind of funny in you know I was a big fan of all the Batman cartoons, especially Batman Begins. And when they canceled the show, they did this great movie, Return of the Joker. And there's this great and for those of you who haven't seen it, the fight scene or Batman Begins is set what like 50 years in the future, I think. And it's Bruce is old and decrepit, and he has this kid Terry McGinnis,
right,
who has taken on the mantle. Well, the Joker comes back, and I'm not going to tell you how it happens, but the Joker actually does come back. And
brilliantly, mind you.
Oh, yeah. And there's this great scene where McGinnis finally figures out how to get the Joker, and it's very creepy, and it's very eerie, and it really shows the dynamic that Batman and the Joker had. You know, you couldn't make him laugh, and that's why you – and he just – it drives him up a freaking wall, and it's a really great scene. The whole show is phenomenal, and that movie is great. I think they went a little weird on some of the cloning stuff, but – you know, that really does show that dynamic between Batman and the Joker, how they really are two sides
of
the same coin.
As a matter of fact, there's a recent comic that came out, a comic stream, Batman Confidential, and I want to say it's like 7 through 11 or 6 through 11 or something like that. It actually gives you the complete and true origin of the Joker.
Really?
And it goes into before Joker was Joker, who he was and what was wrong with him. And then what they do is they explain that in the comic, that dichotomy, that... You know, the Joker needs the Batman. Batman needs the Joker. There is no other way around it.
We were talking about Harley Quinn at lunch today. And
oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of how it got started between us is I really, really, really wish, and I know they're not going to. And he actually kind of made something that I kind of wish they would actually do. Go
ahead. Oh, the scene in introducing her?
Yeah.
How the best way to introduce Harley would be, you know, you... In the end, eventually, you know, Batman's going to catch the Joker, and he blocks him up in an Arkham, and the last thing you see is a hot, blonde female doctor walking into the Joker's cell, and as Joker's, you know, wrapped up in a freaking straight jacket, sitting on a padded floor, saying, "Hello, my name's, you know, Dr. Quinlan," and that'd be a great way it'd be a great way to do it. Funny thing about Batman Beyond, most people kind of tuned out after the end of it, when the two Joker girls get picked up at the police station, who picks them up? Grandma Harley.
Grandma Harley picks them up.
So, yeah, they're Harley's granddaughters, which is really kind of interesting. I think introducing that character that way is great. I think what a lot of people are missing with this, the T-shirts have started to show up at Hot Topic in a couple of places. I believe in Harvey Dent. And now there are a couple of viral videos online, one of which is Rachel Dawes endorsing Harvey Dent for a Gotham City District Attorney.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just...
You're not a Batman fan.
I'm getting a Batman education. I know about the characters, and I know, but I'm not knee-deep, because I've never really been knee-deep in the comic books. I'm just kind of like, see the movie, and that's where I get... my education. Then you guys come, I get on the show, you guys re-educate me.
See, that's the thing is I'm really not into the comics, but I like Batman.
You are a big Batman fan.
Well, did that surprise you that I knew who Harley Quinn
was?
Yeah,
it did. It's
really
like,
you know who Harley Quinn is? And I'm like, yeah. Dr.
Well, you know
Harley
what? Maybe
Quinn
we could talk about
goes,
what I want to talk about next week. I got an idea. Let's out trivia each other.
And what?
Batman.
Just Batman?
Pure and simple Batman knowledge.
He'll
but it
win.
Has to be. No. He has to ask the questions.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's not really fair because Decaf doesn't know too much.
Decaf is going to learn.
So it's just going to be you and me.
That's what I just said.
I'll do
be interesting.
I'll do my research.
Do some research on that?
Yeah, I'll do it at work.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I mean, there's one thing that a lot of people are like, oh, the comics. I don't read comics. Read some of the books.
Yeah.
What is that? No Man's Land?
No Man's Land when they destroy Gotham.
When they separate it.
Well, Cataclysm and then led into No Man's Land for 2 year-long events.
For those of you who don't know, the No Man's Land, basically, Joker releases a plague. It kills a third of the population of Gotham. There's an earthquake that was
before a cataclysm.
Well, I mean, it all leads up to it. So Joker releases a plague, earthquake. The plague comes back. It mutates and comes back. And now the cure they had before doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gotham starts to deteriorate, and they actually decide, well, fuck it. The government blows up the tunnels and the bridges leading into Gotham to cut it off from the rest of the country. And right before they do, someone at Arkham throws a switch and opens up all of the cells. So you've got the population of Gotham is gone. You've got the psychos released, and you've got a few people left. You've got Oracle. She stays. Batman's been gone for a year when No Man's Land starts. He just disappears. And then... Commissioner Gordon has a gang of enforcers.
Batman was gone because they thought Bruce Wayne committed a murder, therefore they had to arrest Bruce Wayne, which therefore took Batman out of the picture.
Yeah. So,
what is your guys' favorite, while we're on the subject actually, what's your favorite Batman movie?
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins then, because I thought about taking that one out just because it's so...
Me, honestly, I would say Batman Returns then. The first one was nice, but I think... De Niro, or De Niro, I'm sorry.
Jack Nicholson.
No,
DeVito?
DeVito. DeVito's portrayal of the Penguin, one. I think it was creepy, but what really made it is Tim Burton knew they weren't going to bring him back for the third one, so he wanted to see just how off the deep end he could really go,
yeah.
And he really did go there. And I think he did a good job on bringing that sexual tension between, you know, Catwoman and Batman, and then Catwoman. Between Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne, really did a good job on bringing that out.
I think I've seen that movie like 50 million times. I used to babysit, and that's the only movie that kid would watch.
Holy
cow. Where it made me sick of it, but I love it. I can't. What about you, Decaf?
Well, my favorite one, I guess it'll be with the first one, because I mean, I love Jack Nicholson, and he did a great job as Joker, and I really like Heath Ledger a lot, so I'm really, really looking forward to see how he does the Joker. And I even like Mark Hamill, who does the voice of the Joker.
You know, that's whenever I see the Joker, I may see him in whatever form he's in, but I always hear Mark Hamill's voice.
Yeah. And so I'm really interested to see how he does. But I would say probably between that one, because I love the Joker so much. Joker's one of my favorite characters. So I will have to go with one. And I actually like three, even though people talk bad about it. But I love Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones. I like. But
I
really
say,
don't
Jim
care
Carrey
that much for
good.
Jim Carrey. But they did a good job on their roles. And I know. But two for me was kind of... It was kind of slow. It was very creepy. That's one thing I do like about it. Because, I mean, when you have Christopher Walken in any movie, it already adds the creepiness.
Take out Christopher Walken, it would have been just a perfect film. They could have really done a lot more with the Penguin. They could have done a hell of a lot more with Catwoman.
Yeah.
And taking Christopher Walken completely out of the film, it would have been fine. What really pissed me off about those films is everyone died. You can't build a franchise like that where
you're
killing
off
all the villains. It's not smart. It's not believable in the comic book sense. Now, I know in the real life.
Dr. Freeze.
Don't even get me started.
Bring that up.
Okay.
Freeze.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left, and I know there's something we do really want to talk about.
Oh, man, and Big Titty C's already pounding it out in the chat room. Buffalo Jim. Now, for those of you who listen to Spankwagon, have ever listened to Spankwagon for a long amount of time, there is one dude in this town that, and this is going way back to Claude's and mine days, we love Buffalo Jim. This
Everyone
studio
loves
Buffalo Jim. As a matter of fact, we have an action figure of a hand-painted, typical Buffalo Jim self-promotion action figure. Someone took a Hagrid action figure, painted with Buffalo Jim's boots, and made some Indian-looking little vinyl cutout. This city loves Buffalo Jim. For those of you who don't know at home and have not heard us ever talk about this before, shame on you. This town had a guy named Jim Barrier. Buffalo Jim is what he went by. He was a professional wrestler. He was a mechanic. He was a very big-time self-made
He was an all-around great guy.
Man. Oh, yeah.
If you needed electrical work done on a vehicle, on a boat, on a motorcycle, you went to Buffalo Jim.
That was his business. Now, for years... His business was down on, was it industrial or tan?
It's industrial.
And his Auto Marine Electric was there, and the next door to it was the Crazy Horse 2. Now, if anybody knows anything about Vegas, the Crazy Horse 2 got in trouble several times. There was a feud between Rick Rosolo and Buffalo Jim. Petty feud. It was a property feud, okay? It was a property line feud. So Rosolo would paint the fucking curbs red so people couldn't park at Buffalo Jim's.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of petty shit. But
now hold on a second. Hold on. Rizzolo. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Rizzolo has other shady business deals going on because several times in the past, 10 years, dudes who got bounced out of the club didn't just get bounced out. They got bounced out and severely beaten.
There was the one guy who got beaten so badly.
2002.
Yeah, he got beaten so badly he's in a wheelchair now the rest of his life, and they charged like $90,000 worth of stuff to his credit card from there.
Yeah.
Rizzolo is reputed to have mafia ties.
Rizzolo is old Vegas in that sense. Now, Buffalo Jim really went up against Rizzolo, and matter of fact put a harassment case against Rizzolo, in which that was going to kind of come to fruition and probably go to trial here soon. Rizzolo was in jail for a year and a month or a year and a day for tax evasion because a couple years ago, the FBI and everybody raided the club, pulled out all kinds of documents.
By the way, first time the Patriot Act was ever used for a non-terrorist event. That's how they got access to the club, is using the Patriot Act. Mm-hmm.
So they closed it down. It was once every 2 weeks that place was getting raided. It was amazing how much attention they were giving to it. during that time that they were getting raided, Rizzolo was trying to work on buying out and harassing Buffalo Jim out of his property so Rizzolo could take the Crazy Horse 2
and expand it.
And expand it and build it up. Now,
didn't he also own on the other side of the Crazy Horse? That was where the wrestling stuff was.
On the other side of the Crazy Horse in a strip mall was also Buffalo Wrestling Federation, or BWF. Which we all know people with.
I'm just saying I want to know the end of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know the whole story. I mean, trust me on this one.
Well, I mean, like, everything that he's done and everything that he's accomplished and had in life is really... Well,
self-made.
Just
pure and simple.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. We all know someone who knows Buffalo. We all know someone who's worked with Buffalo. We all know or have seen Buffalo around town. I will tell you right now, I will not be surprised if there's a more solid connection between LV Rocks and Buffalo Jim.
Yeah.
Now, Buffalo Jim was found dead on Sunday, not Saturday like the paper reported, but he was found dead on Sunday in a Motel 6. Next to Boulder Station on Boulder Highway. With a bottle of Valium, an empty bottle of Valium
in his hand.
Now, the problem is he did take a half of Valium. He never put it in a bottle that said Valium. Never did. That wasn't his thing. He put it in something else that he carried some other medications and like aspirins with. So that's suspicious too. The initial reaction was he died of natural causes. The police department botched that one right then and there.
And the fire department as well. They backed him up on it.
Yes. Natural causes before they even could say toxicology report. I don't know. It's taking 12 weeks normally. Next thing is the fact that the fingerprints are everywhere the place of everyone but Buffalo Jim. Secondly.
Now you're on four.
Oh, okay. Fourthly. Tenthly, 332ndly, why would Buffalo Jim stay at a Motel 6 on Boulder Highway?
Boulder Highway.
When this is his city.
He actually...
There's one more. Rick Rizzolo was released from prison on Friday.
Now, I will say this.
And he was found on Saturday.
Well, Sunday.
Right, Sunday.
I don't think Rizzolo did this. I will say that right now. I don't think Rick Rizzolo is that stupid.
Do you think he had something to do with it?
I don't think Rizzolo himself is personally responsible, but I would not be surprised if Rizzolo put a hit out on Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Now, everybody is saying that this is not natural causes.
He had spoken to his daughter... And told her I'm on my way home or something. Like, I'll see you at home or I'll see you later tonight. So she, because I don't know. I just hope that his daughters fight this and they find out.
Well, his daughters have very publicly said this was not natural causes. I mean, they are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anybody who knows Rizzolo says this, or anybody who knows Buffalo Jim, this was not natural causes.
There's no way. He's always such a happy person.
He was happy. He was a big guy. He did have type 2 diabetes. That is known. Okay. And he was bitching about it because it's an old man's disease. He was only 55.
Yep.
So he was also in the process of finishing up all the paperwork to open
a second garage.
Mm-hmm. Why would anybody...
There's also a lot of other things. I mean, his daughter's birthday is very soon, I think in the next month. And he has a big party, had a big party
Son
planned
Krillin
for that.
Son Krillin had a appointment with him in like a week to get his car fixed.
Yeah, see, things are not adding up.
Tons are not adding
and
up.
Buffalo Jim was, I mean, it's kind of hard to say this, but he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy.
I mean, you're going to make a full schedule if you plan on killing yourself?
No.
Yeah exactly.
Yeah, he paid for a room for his daughter's birthday next month. Paid for it in advance.
Yeah, now here's the thing. There's a few people he could have pissed off. There's, of course, Rizzolo. Mm-hmm. Stupak is another one that comes to mind right now because, I guess Buffalo has been cruising around in Stupak's roles because Stupak wouldn't pay for some work.
Yep.
So Buffalo kept it. Now, normally most dealer, auto mechanics just put it in the back lot. And pray to God, the cats don't pee on it too much. Not Buffalo. Buffalo, that dude's a character and a half.
Oh, yeah.
When he's in character, he's in character. It's an amazing thing to watch.
The top hat and all the chicken bones around his
neck.
And
it's a Hulk Hogan meets
Papa Shango.
Papa Shango.
The guy. Well,
the thing
is,
he should have known better than to take his car and not pay for it in full and take his car to him and not pay for it in full. He should have known that.
Funny story. You guys remember that pink caddy that was parked in the parking lot out here?
That is Elvis's old Cadillac.
That's Buffalo Jim's Cadillac.
Yep.
Buffalo Jim rented that to Kid Rock last time Kid Rock was in town, or when he wanted to propose to
Pamela Anderson.
Kid Rock drove that thing around and fucked up the transmission on it. That's why we haven't seen it for a while.
And that actually, that pink caddy is one of Elvis's pink caddies that he used when he was in town. So it's a super historical car.
Yeah.
In that entertainment sense, but. There's more news to this. I mean, this is not done yet.
Oh, no.
This is going to get interesting. But the problem is, and maybe we could tie this in with what Pro was saying earlier. This town isn't going to let it out. No one's going to know except for the three or four people in the know.
It's funny how the same thing could happen. Well, not the same thing, but you know what I mean? To like some, what the fuck is that bitch's name? Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
And the whole fucking world knows about it. And there's a huge investigation. We know exactly the date, the time.
And what has she done for anybody?
And exactly.
Nothing fucking at all.
And something like this happens locally and you don't fucking hear about it.
Well, I think number one,
and
Buffalo.
No one cares, you know. Yeah.
Buffalo Jim's not a pretty white lady, which, I mean.
Neither
woman,
was she.
How many
until
black women
after
went,
surgery.
Well, how many? Well, how many black women went missing down in. Down in Jamaica, and no one cares.
No one
one
cares.
Little white girl goes missing, and the whole fucking country explodes. The other thing, though, is Buffalo Jim wasn't a train wreck. And we people in this country love nothing more than watching someone go completely downhill and crash.
It makes them feel better.
Yeah, and I will say this right now. When it comes to Buffalo Jim, there will be times I have made fun of the dude. Because, you know, brother, here at the BWF, brother, we're all about wrestling, but I got painted people on my walls. Oh, okay. So, you know, yeah, he was a character and a half. But
he was Vegas.
He was Vegas in that sense. And so is Rosolo. Now, the name I want to throw out there, the name I want people to keep an eye on.
Dude, if you say something and there's a mob hit on all four of us, I'm going to be pissed.
No. This guy, I think he's going to be next because he's opening his mouth. Steve Miller.
There you go.
The former committee mayor, commissioner, who worked with Buffalo on attacking Rosolo and getting the, you know, up to $1 million of Rosolo's money was put aside for this harassment case kind of a situation. The minute this happened, his ass was out on the blogs. His ass was online, on the zines, on his own site. I think Rosolo did it. Bah.
And a lot of.
Stop, Steve. Shut up.
A lot
I don't
of
know
places.
You. Shut up.
A lot of sites that he blogs on are all very publicly saying, great, now we're going to lose Steve. A lot of them are very kind of up in arms about this. So.
People are afraid. This is a very interesting time for this town that no one's going to talk about.
Nope.
But you want to definitely pay attention to. This is going to get interesting, folks.
Yep. So.
Might cause an all-around war, huh? I think
This is not a power vacuum like with back in the 80s and Tony the Ant and all
no,
that.
No. This is more almost an end of the line.
This is it. This is the last of the old Vegas. You just got to figure out Stupak, Nevada Stupak, and... what may be going on there? Mm-hmm. Really, we're looking at the end of the genuine final end of this era.
We're looking at the Steve Wynn era has finally completely taken over Vegas, the corporate controlled Vegas.
Yep. Yep.
So,
sadly, on that note,
we're fucked.
No, we're gonna be white bread, is what we are. It's not fucked. We're just gonna be white bread.
Wickety wickety white bread.
I fucking hate this town.
All right,
you
ladies.
You only hate it for so long, then you have to love it.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
All right, I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Scrappy.
And I'm Murphy.
All right, we got a lot of people we need to thank. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 online.
How is Bradley Muffins?
I don't know. I haven't chatted with him lately. If we're not live...
You're fine as an archive.
Wait for that one. Podcast.lvrocks.com. Check it out. Also, we need friends.
On both our MySpace pages.
So check out myspace.com/spankwagon.
And Spankwagon Media. myspace.com/spankwagonmedia. Updated pictures. Got new shit on there. Check it out.
All right, another thing we want to request, emails. I want to hear from you guys maybe on the off hours when we're not live. Shoot us an email. Tell us what you think. radio@spankwagon.net.
Don't
Scrappy,
forget,
you got kind of a dumb look on your face.
I made notes like you told me to, and I forgot to read them out on air.
You know what? Post them on the website. That'd be great.
I made notes.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you.
I'm going to make a binder and keep all the week's notes.
You
so
make
I can...
a spank wagon binder. There you go. That's advertising,
minutes.
Baby.
There
get the spank wagon binder for every guest that comes on the show.
Guys, by the way, those of you listening at home and that are friends of our MySpace, please make a bulletin. Let your friends know. Every single one of you need to bring us three friends. All I'm asking for is three friends.
And finally, also to point out, if you're watching on the TV, Spank Wagon TV, thank you, Justin TV.
Maybe we'll do some live stuff with that at different times.
Yeah, like I see show Scrappy's tits.
Fully clothed live stuff.
All right.
Can
so,
we get a better chick to end the Sausage Fest? One that's a little more liberal?
No, I like Scrappy.
You know what?
We're keeping her.
Screw you. Right. You know who told me to keep my shirt on? Ginger. So you have heard a
mental
thing.
Note.
She said, do not do it. No matter how many times they ask you, they will always ask you, do not do it. Keep your clothes on.
We love Ginger. That's too bad.
Thank you, Ginger. If it weren't for her, I might have given in.
Son of a bitch.
I got me a rockabilly chick to go and mess up.
All right. Till next week. Final word?
Vagina.
Come on, Scrappy.